Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studio, it's time for the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show, brought to you by Airbender.
Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Shanda Cadet, founder of Business Babies and Beauty and creator of businessbabiesandbeauty.com. I help women in the infancy stages, the beginning stages of their business and family. I'm an entrepreneur and mother to six children. So whether you want good business or good kids, I can help you with that. So listen, today I don't have my beautiful radio voice on today. I am sick, but I am going to pull through. Because that's what you have to do sometimes when you're an entrepreneur. You just have to get up when you're sick and you just have to pull it together and keep it moving, keep going. And that's what I did today so that I can be here and interview my beautiful, wonderful guest, Lindsay Collette of Collette Caters. First of all, Lindsay, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being at my event on Sunday. It was amazing. Or like the kids would say, amazeballs. It was was awesome.
It was.
Oh, my goodness.
I enjoyed myself.
I enjoyed that food. When I took a bite of that. Oh, my. Okay. So, everybody, Lindsay Collette, thank you so much for being here with me today. Okay. So, before we get into how awesome and amazing that food was, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and all that good stuff.
Well, I am Lindsay Edwards. I go by Collette, which is my middle name. Mm. And I've been in Atlanta since 1995. Mm-hmm. I came here with my family. My entire immediate family is here.
Wow.
Yeah, my mother and father, who are both very, very supportive of my business. As a matter of fact, I left them in my commercial kitchen, both my mom and my dad, so that I could be here.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh, wow.
Right now. I've got a big job later on today. So they said, go do you. We're here to support you. And that's what they're doing.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. So that is so awesome. They said, go do your radio show. We'll be right here.
Mm-hmm. My mom retired, actually, from corporate America about 5 or 6 years ago, mm-hmm. and came back out of corporate America to help me. Refuses to take any kind of payroll, any kind of money from me. I had to sneak money in her pocket because she refuses. She's just like, I'm here to support you, to make you great. Whatever you need, I'm here.
That is some kind of support. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. And then my dad, he's a pastor, mm-hmm. a staff pastor at Perimeter Church. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of meetings today, but he knew what I was up against. He rescheduled his entire day. Mm-hmm. And he is, you know, pushing some pots around for me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So what made you want to become a chef?
Well, it's one of those things. I've always enjoyed cooking. Mm-hmm. I've done it with, you know, family and friends. I'm always doing stuff at my home. My kids' friends always come over to eat. And for years, people kept on saying, okay, stop. You need to do this for a living. You need to get out of corporate America. Mm-hmm. You need to do something that you're passionate about, that you're great at it. And I said, yeah, but, you know, I'm a single parent. I've got four children, mm-hmm. Between the ages of 16 and 8. That youngest one is special needs. He's autistic. My little Isaiah, mm-hmm. who is, I'm sure, listening at this point, mm-hmm. and wanted to hear his name.
Hi, Isaiah.
I've got my 16-year-old daughter, Alexia, here with me.
Alexia's so beautiful.
Isn't she?
She is.
She was giving me hints and tips. Mm-hmm. She took journalism last year,
oh,
so
wow.
She gave me all kind of tips on how to be successful, mm-hmm. because I was shaking on my way here.
Wow. Okay, so what are some of the tips that she provided you with?
She just told me to take my time. Mm-hmm. To just speak my mind, speak clear. And if I got uncomfortable, just kind of skirt around it.
Yeah.
I told her what kind of radio station
that
was.
Yeah.
And I said, they're here to support and uplift women.
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to be back into any kind of corner.
No.
But she said, just kind of gave me some some tips on how to get past uncomfortable questions if I needed to. And made sure my hair was good just in case we take a picture. Had my gloss glossy. And now she's over there.
She would have been at my house this morning.
Oh, yes. She is about it. Look at that face.
Look at that liquid eye, though. I mean, that's wonderful. I like that.
Yeah, she's getting ready to get into it. She does it for her friends, her dance company. So we're definitely, we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
We need to get her going.
Okay. Look, she's going in a good direction.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you were saying you got a lot to do today.
Yeah. I've got, I'm doing a homeless shelter today for 150 men. I had done a men's mixer for some men here in Atlanta, and one of them was actually, he was the operations manager for Sweet Lounge, and he's an attorney. Well, he decides to give back a few times a year at a homeless shelter. And so he pulled me to the side and asked me if I would help him. At the event that I saw him on Wednesday. So he asked me if I was available to do this for the men's shelter that he supports. And I said, absolutely. So last night around 7 o'clock, I got started. We have 200 pieces of chicken.
Oh my goodness.
6 or 7 hams, 8 macaronis and cheese, collard greens, candy yams, rice, peach cobbler. So yeah, we did all that yesterday and I'm just about finished. Everything is finishing up in the oven at my commercial kitchen where my parents are right now. Trying to get this done because when I leave here, we're going to feed some men.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you participate in giving back. I mean, that's just amazing. I can't even imagine cooking 200 pieces of chicken and 7 hams and whatever else that you described. I mean, oh my goodness. So does the person in charge, do they tell you what they want or do you just come up with them?
Well, he has spoken to some caterers and they were going to charge him an arm and a leg for what it is he was trying to do. And this was all coming out of his pocket. The money that he gets to support this, he tries to use that for other things other than food. So he was like, can you just give me something good for a good price? And so when he told me what it is, the price was, and I said, well, if I was doing this for profit, then yeah, I wouldn't be able to do a whole lot. So I said, we'll take the money that you can give me and I will use that to buy food and my services are free. So which is why we're able to give these men a real holiday meal because they deserve it.
They do.
They deserve it.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah. So let's go back to you becoming the chef.
Right. So I was in marketing, corporate America, doing very, very well for myself. Walked into work one day and they said, your services are no longer needed.
Wow.
And I was devastated, to say the least. I'm looking at my 4 children. You know, they all have activities. And my youngest, you know, I said he has autism. So he's got all kinds of stuff that he has to, you know, have done. And I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to do all this? I no longer now have medical benefits for them. And I'm the sole provider for them. What am I going to do? And I was hurt. I called my mom, who was my rock. I called my dad. He said, I'm on my way. I'm leaving this church. I'll be there in a second. I said, no, mom has me. We stopped. We cried. We prayed. And she said, now get up, dust yourself off. We've got a plan. And in that moment, I knew it was time to birth this. I was no longer going to allow, you know, someone else to have that kind of control over my destiny. And so I said, you know what? It's time. That was the end of September. October 17th of this year, I had my launch party. And here we are today.
You've just been on a roll ever since. I was so shocked to hear that it was just October. I mean, this looks like you've been doing this for like forever.
God is good.
I mean, he is awesome.
He is awesome.
Oh my goodness. Like if you take a look at her Instagram page, which is
Collette Caters, CollettCaters.
Just a beautiful assortment of food and just how you get down in the kitchen. Just, oh my goodness. And just the way that you played it. Okay, let me just talk about my ultimate holiday. So, all right. I so appreciate you and your services. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
The plating, just the signs. I mean, you just made it look so elegant.
Well, Well, thank you.
Like the little chicken and waffle. Like that was just so, it was so elegant. Who can make chicken and waffles like look so elegant? The little bite size. It was so, the taste of that. Oh my God, everything tasted good. But the, okay. So the was the sausage casserole.
Mm-hmm.
What was in that? That was just so amazing.
I did, half of it was a turkey sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just eggs, cheese, a little sage, a lot of vegetables, you know, just a little bit of love.
It was, yes, it was, there was a whole lot of love in that. And then the spinach, mm-hmm. that was eggs as well.
That was a vegetable one.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure, you know, everybody doesn't eat pork.
Right.
You know, I'm a fan of the pork.
Mm-hmm. So am I. My husband mm-hmm. doesn't. So when yeah. I was giving him the sausage stuff, he was like, well, is it pork? I was like, I really don't know. We'll eat around it. But now that I know it was turkey, he could have eaten the whole thing.
Well, half of it was turkey.
Okay.
And then half of it was pork.
Okay.
And then, you know, for healthy people,
mm-hmm.
the last one was egg whites with vegetables.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure everybody was covered.
Yeah. And we were covered. And it was yes. great.
You know, a lot of people ask me how I'm able to do what I do. I mean, and for such a good price.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said that, you know, I'm not doing this, you know, to be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm really not.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's coming.
I'll take it. Amen.
What?
Amen. I will take it.
It is coming.
But, you know, my goal, I want people, just the average person that has the average budget that may not be able to afford the, you know, the lobster ravioli or mm-hmm. the seafood mm-hmm. macaroni and cheese, to be able to have something they can be proud of. You know, on that, you know, chicken and rice pilaf and green bean casserole budget.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
people need to be able to have the nicer things without feeling like it's going to set them back 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
so
true.
My goal in what I'm doing is to be excellent, to provide a beautiful service, an excellent service, you know, for people to be proud of it and not to break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I wouldn't have been able to afford some of the things that were on my menu
mm-hmm.
had I gone to just a typical caterer.
Mm-hmm.
But I like nice things too. So and I want to give people the opportunity to have nice things and be able to afford it.
And while you said that, I felt every bit of that. I felt the excellence. I felt that. My husband was like, oh, she's our caterer for life. And you are, like, anything that I do, you are my caterer for life.
Thank you.
I'm going to continue to spread your name everywhere. Like, I honestly felt like that. And like you said, for people to be able to think that they can afford it. And I mean, this is high end. I mean, I felt like this is great. Like, this is excellent. It's high end. And at the same time, it felt like it was something that I could afford also,
mm-hmm.
even if I was just having like a ladies night. Well, let's talk about that. Do you just do big events or do you do small events?
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I do personal chef.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to kind of get into people that are saying, you know, I'm really busy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to cook, but I don't have time for somebody to come in and do all that. Do you prepare anything?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting towards doing the prepping
mm-hmm.
for people
mm-hmm.
where you fix it, you seal it up. You give them instructions. I can either cook it for them or just give them instructions and doing the meal planning.
Mm-hmm.
I do small parties of 2 and 3. And like today, I have a party of 150 men.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it all. And I do it all.
Yeah, you yeah. do. And I'm yeah. just thinking about that food. There was the little pancake bites. I mean, so how do you get, because I didn't tell you what I wanted. You were just like, I have an idea of what I want. So how did you come up with that?
Well, I took a minute to kind of figure out who you were and who you are as a woman, as a mother, a friend, a businesswoman. And I said, this woman, she puts a lot into what she does. And the people that she supports, these are wonderful women. You know, so I want to give them something that is beautiful. It plates well. It eats very well.
Mm-hmm.
And just it's elegant. Because that's what I get from you. Whenever, when the very first time we did our walkthrough and you were about your business, and I said, okay, this is a businesswoman. And I'm looking at your, you know, your Instagram, and I'm seeing who you support and the kind of women you support. And I said, these women deserve beauty.
And
that's what I wanted to give
you
them.
You gave us that. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, you
You're
gave
welcome.
Us that. I mean, you really, really impressed me. I don't even want to know another caterer or another chef. you were, I mean, literally just amazing. And I really appreciate that from you. So you're not from Atlanta. You say you're from
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay. Have you been back to Connecticut anytime soon?
I have not been back in years. The last time I was there was my best friend got married. Mm-hmm. And that was, let's see, if Isaiah is 8, mm-hmm. I found out 2 weeks after that I was pregnant with him. So about 8 or 9 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, I need to. And I've got a lot of them following me, and I have promised them. I've got a couple of them looking for a venue there. Mm-hmm. If they can find me a venue, I am coming there, mm-hmm. and I'm going to cater a big party and just have them come out and because they want to support me. Mm-hmm. I get shout out, I get love, and they're a big part of my following. Yeah. So I will be back mm-hmm. as soon as I can find a venue there and I can get there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not in the wintertime.
I know.
We'll have to wait till the spring.
For sure, for sure. I need to take a trip to Michigan. That's where I'm originally from. But ooh. I never want to go when it's cold. I've gotten so used to the South. I'm like, I'll come in the spring. Or the summer. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. What are your specialties? Like, what are the dishes that you love to make?
Well, here's the funny thing. When I first got started, I thought it was just going to be a lot of soul food. Mm-hmm. Because typically when people call me and they need something, it's like, let me get a pan of macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves the macaroni and cheese. Everybody loves the candy yams. So mm-hmm. I thought that was going to kind of be my specialty. Mm-hmm. It still is. Mm-hmm. When I did my launch, it's when I kind of introduced the little tasting sizes.
Yeah.
And then from that point, everything kind of evolved. Mm-hmm. So now I'm doing a lot of the shrimp and grits mm-hmm. and the lobster ravioli. And so the other day, I kind of introduced the seafood macaroni and cheese. I don't know if you got a chance to see that on my Instagram.
I saw it, yeah.
Woo! So in that, it's 5 cheeses. Mm-hmm. And I introduced the smoked Gouda cheese. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so it has fresh lobster and it has crab meat and crawfish and shrimp.
Oh,
and then it's 5 different cheeses. And then you got a cheese on top with a little bit of smoked paprika on it. So I think now one of those things that my phone blew
up. I bet it did.
Like, I hadn't even had a chance to even consider the price.
Yeah.
It was just something I said, you know what? I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Like, I just think up stuff mm-hmm. in my mind mm-hmm. and I just try it. And that has blown up.
I bet it has.
Yeah.
Did you hear what you described? Like, my goodness. My mouth is over here watering.
It was really good. Oh my God. It really was good.
My gosh. So who helps you out?
My mama. Mm-hmm. My mama, Gail White.
I love that. All right, Gail.
Ooh, mama, if you are listening. Ooh, I love you. Mm-hmm. My mom is my queen. My mm-hmm. backbone. She is my everything. Mm-hmm. She is the one that says, all right, look, you need to calm down. You need to slow down. You're doing too much too fast. Mm-hmm. You need to take a deep breath.
That sounds like a mama too,
don't it? Then she'll say, you know what? You've probably been sitting down too long. Let's get right back to it. Like, she is like, we're going to do this. She is the hands-on kind of help. Mm-hmm. And then I've got a couple people that, you know. And
I like
got
the way you said that, because that's the kind of help you need, yeah, right? That hands-on kind of help.
Yes.
Not that sideline help, mm-hmm. this talking, but that hands-on kind of help.
And I've got a few friends that, if I got a second, to shout them out real quick.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I've got my friend Destiny.
Hi, Destiny.
Hey, Des. She came back for your event. Mm-hmm. She actually had a death in her family. Oh, and the funeral was that Saturday. She left the funeral and came from North Carolina all the way here to be there to support me.
Oh, wow.
I love her. She's my little sister. Mm-hmm. She is everything.
That crew was amazing. Yeah. I loved all of them.
Yeah.
They're really
sweet. My mom
was
there. Yeah. That was my mom there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who was your mom there?
Right.
What?
Right.
Looked your
like
mom
she was about
there?
45.
Yeah.
With the little bob. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding mm-hmm. me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would have never guessed that.
That's my mama.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then my sister.
We'll get her secrets later.
Yeah. My sister, Sydney Williams. Mm-hmm. And let me just go ahead and put this out here. She's not going to do this. I'm getting ready to launch off into event planning.
Oh, wow.
And decorating and birthday parties.
Yay.
And that is her specialty.
Oh.
So I'm getting ready to launch her out there. I mean, I'm getting ready to push her out because mm-hmm. this is what she does. She loves it. She's beautiful at it. Mm-hmm. Sydney Williams, girl, get ready.
I love that.
Because I am putting you out there.
I even like her name, Sydney mm-hmm. Williams. Sydney mm-hmm. Williams events. I like that.
Yeah. So she's definitely somebody. She is one. That she's my little sister, but mm-hmm. she works corporate America job, but She is there. Mm-hmm. She gets off work and she comes to my house. She's like, what do you need? I got it. She's my heavy lifter. Mm-hmm. She's just, she's everything. And on Saturday, I had to sneak her some money too because she doesn't want any, they don't want to take anything from me.
Yeah.
So I had to sneak and give her some money. That so is I definitely want to give her a system. Shout. Mm-mm. Then there is my friend, Philip Shepperson. He is a great friend of mine and he's kind of in the background giving me business tips. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing businessman, mm-hmm. an amazing friend, and he's the one that gives me those really, really tough conversations.
Yeah.
Even if I don't want to hear it.
Right. Because you need him.
I need that. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure I shout him out. And then my older brother, well, not blood brother, but older brother and my older sister, Jeremy Whitley and Shaniva Whitley. Mm-hmm. They have believed in me from day one. They put me in front of movers and shakers to make sure I am moving, mm-hmm. and I'm shaking, mm-hmm. and I gotta shout them out.
You're moving and shaking for sure.
Absolutely love them. So those, my friend Felicia mm-hmm. Ford, she's actually going to meet me at the shelter to help serve today. Mm-hmm. So got to shout her out. My friend Kelly Hamblin, who's also an event planner, and she kind of took a break from it, but I'm speaking it into existence. Kelly Hamblin, Epic Events, we about to do this. So I want to shout her out. And my friend Esther, I mean, it's just a lot of people that are supporting you. Just call me when you need me, mm-hmm. and they're just there. Mm-hmm. Belinda, Valencia, God. I don't want to start naming it because I'll forget somebody. I love my people. I love my crew. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like really natural for when I came in and I saw you like in the kitchen and prepping and stuff. It just seemed so natural. You were just moving around and the staff was there to help you. It just looked really, really good. And like you were just really relaxed at it. And like, this is like what you do. You were all in your element.
I was. And it's very funny because my very first job, who was to Claudia, hey boo, she gave my first job when I first said it. She called me 2 days after I made the announcement on Facebook I was doing. Mm-hmm. She called me. She said, I want you for my daughter's baby shower. I'm going to get rid of the other lady. I want you. Yeah. So Claudia, hey boo, if you're listening. And my very first event, it was so funny. I got there. I had what she wanted. And it was my very first time using the chafing dishes. Mm-hmm. Who knew you had to have a water pan? This one didn't. So like 5 minutes into like getting it all set up, I go into the bath and put on my little chef gear because I was so proud to use it. And she's like, I think something's burning. That is the worst thing you can say to a caterer.
Oh, yeah.
I said, but you know what? Let me keep my composure. Mm-hmm. I walked out like it was just nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. I lifted it up. I said, okay, we'll fix that. Moved it to another pan, put some water in and got it going.
All right.
Now on the inside, I was shaking. I said, Lord, I'm about to burn up this lady's food. Oh my God. But we got through it.
Yeah.
So, and that was just a couple months ago.
I'm just, again, I'm like, October. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. And you've just been going ever since.
Yeah.
Wow. So you've had something lined up every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And this week alone has been, it's been overwhelming. It's been exciting. It's been beautiful. I'm operating right now off an hour and a half of sleep. I had something yesterday at my dad's church. And then I had this today. As well as the homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, I have a break because I'm going to need it. I've got 3 jobs on Friday. Mm-hmm. I've got 2 jobs on Saturday. And then I've got 2 big jobs at my dad's church on Sunday. Wow. So it is just... So Thursday, I'm going to take a break to kind of regroup
right.
and get ready because it's going to be a busy, busy weekend.
I know it is. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. And I cannot see it slowing down because once people taste the food,
yeah.
of course, I mean, you got a crowd full of people, somebody in there, just the whole chances and percentage wise mm-hmm. of somebody tasting it and then saying, this is good. I want her at my next event. Like, mm-hmm. it's just bound to happen.
Yeah. And oh, my God, how did I forget my girl, Adrienne Alexander?
Oh, Adrienne.
Of the IPY agency. Mm-hmm. Adrienne.
Hi, Adrienne. Thank
Adrienne. You. Girl, you are the business. You rock my world. I'm in this room right now because of you. She has put me in front of so many people. Adrienne, I love you. You are my friend. You are my sister. You are a business partner. You rock. If y'all need PR, please reach out to my girl. Please, 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 please. She is amazing. I don't have all her information, but I will put it on.
And very professional.
Yes, yes. I will put it on my social media to make sure I have all her information out there because she is great at event planning, parties. She will, social media, she will have you hooked up. Mm. She'll have you thinking that you are something that you not, you don't even know who you are.
That's what a good PR does.
She does it. Girl, I love you. I love you.
You'll go from the couch to a radio show like, oh my,
what did all that? Girl, yes. I am that. I'm that girl. Thank you, Adrienne. You made me that girl.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about, your babies and regrouping tomorrow. How is it that you're going to regroup?
Well, my idea of regrouping is going back to the store and re-upping.
I love it.
Maybe I get to sleep in maybe an extra 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's regrouping.
Yeah.
But because of all the things that I have going on, mm-hmm. you know, it's not going to be a whole lot.
Right.
So, yeah, there's no rest for the weary. That's fine.
Hey,
moving.
Exactly.
This is what I asked for. And God gave it to me in record time. So, you know, somebody asked me the other day, like, maybe you ought to slow down. I said, no. My momentum is going.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I know, when I get tired, when I get, you know, when I'm exhausted, I'm a little stressed, I'm a little concerned, God has a way of giving me just amount of grace.
Yes.
For the time needed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could be ready to fall over and I just get this burst of energy from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I know where it is. Yes. He gives me grace for when I need it. And when it's time for me to rest, he will just settle me right on down so I can just drift off. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's moving fast. I have a very small operation. My goal for the first of the year is to start hiring a staff because mm-hmm. I can't do it by myself.
Yeah, that's true.
And I want to bless some people that have been helping me. There's some people out there that need work.
That's
and
true.
So I'm going to find them.
That's true.
You know, mm-hmm. So first of the year, I'm going to be looking to expand. So, but yeah, as far as this week, we're just going to do it.
Yeah.
We're just going to do it.
Just going to make it do what it do. I love
that's
it.
That's right. That's right.
So, four children.
Four kids.
Ages.
Yeah. My oldest is 16. That's Alexia. Hey, boo. And then I have a 13-year-old daughter. That's Nia. Oh, Nia.
Hey, Nia.
Nia. That is my little Susie homemaker.
Mm-hmm.
That girl can burn in the kitchen. Hear me when I say that baby can do it.
Wow. From learning from you?
You know what? I think she just has it.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. But she watches me, and there are times, last night she should have been asleep, and she heard me in the kitchen, and she got up out of her bed and was like, Mommy, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
She's that one that'll just get in there and clean up the kitchen.
Yeah, I like
or
that.
Or let me season something. Mm-hmm. You know, she helped me stuff them 200 eggs for the devil eggs mm-hmm. last night. Like,
wow.
That's just her. And she's a natural at it, mm-hmm. you know, and this is going to be for her.
Mm-hmm.
I know she will probably take it over.
That's
at some
great.
Point, yeah, this is for her. And so she's 13. And then I have a 10-year-old son, Jeremiah. Oh, my baby, Jeremiah. He's actually going to be out helping me serve on Sunday at the church.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a great, loving little boy. Smart, charming,
mm-hmm.
Straight A's, very, very lovable young man. That's my first boy. So you know how that
is. Yeah.
And then there's Isaiah, little Isaiah,
mm-hmm.
and Isaiah has a following on Facebook, mm-hmm. all of himself. Isaiah is my son, my little miracle baby.
Mm-hmm.
He was diagnosed with autism at 18 months old.
Mm-hmm.
When he was first born, I noticed that there was something.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't put my finger on it. He wouldn't smile. He wouldn't give any eye contact. He wasn't making any noises. He would just kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally said, you know what? It's time to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I took him and had him tested. And they said that he would never speak. They said he would be nonverbal. They said he would probably never tie his shoes. He would never be in regular education.
Mm-hmm.
Devastating. And I said, you know what? The devil is a lie. I'm mm-hmm. not claiming that.
Yeah.
And I got busy with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had him in all kinds of programs, all kinds of therapies. He said, Mommy, for the first time at 5.5 years old.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
Now, he's still in. Everything that I did up until this point was to kind of get him into mainstream education.
Yeah.
I already knew going into it that if he starts off in special ed, they're already learning at a slower rate
mm-hmm.
that he may not ever get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't ready to accept that. When he went into, he's in the second grade this year.
Mm-hmm.
He went into the second grade still in special ed.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, you know what? We're going to still work with him.
Yeah.
And as of now, they just pushed him out into mainstream for math.
Wow. Congratulations.
Last quarter, my baby got 100 in math, a 99 in science, a 97 in English. That baby got all straight A's.
Oh my gosh.
He is doing so amazing.
Congratulations.
So we still have a long ways to go.
But you've done well. You've done a lot. Like, you didn't take it. You didn't take, you know, what they said. Mm-mm. And you just pushed and kept
going. I fought through it. That wasn't going to be his story.
Yeah.
That was not going to be his story. And if, you know, and if it had to be it, it wasn't going to be without a fight.
Right.
And so I said, you know what? My baby will say something. I will hear the word mommy from him. Mm-hmm. And he was in therapy 3 or 4 times out the week, mm-hmm. sometimes twice a day. He was in a program for special needs children from, 3 years old. Mm-hmm. You know,
this is why you were working corporate America.
Yeah, uh-huh. I had to have it, mm-hmm. And there were times where I would just stay up and pray over that baby all night. Mm-hmm. And I just said, God, I know his voice is in there and I know he's going to have something to say and I know you will release it at a given time.
Wow.
And I just prayed and cried and prayed and cried. And then one day
he heard your cry.
And now that boy, he said to me the other day, I said, go get that for me over there. He said, I can't. I said, why? I'm busy right now.
Oh, I
he
love
said, but
it.
If you hold on a second, I'm going to use my telekinesis to get it.
Uh-huh.
I said, yo, what? I said, hold on, let me Google that. I said, I'm going to spell it. I had to say it. With his telekinesis. I said, that baby said he was going to use his mind to lift it.
Yes.
I said, you know what? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
My baby got telekinesis.
Right.
And know how to use it in a sentence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's brilliant.
That he is brilliant.
And just as cute as possible. All you gotta do is look at my Facebook and you see all 4 of my kids. But he is out there. He's got his own little fan club.
Mm-hmm.
The Isaiah and Friends.
Well, that is just amazing. And so you can see the different talents in all of your children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have PR, journalism.
Journalism, and she's a dancer.
Dancer.
And she does cheer and makeup. And hair. And she's all those things. She's all those things. Yeah, that Alexia Edwards. Love her.
And then we have the chef.
The chef. My mayor. Yeah. And basketball. Chef right. And basketball.
All right. I mm-hmm. love that. And then we have
Jeremiah. Very, very smart. And all he's ever talked about is being a police officer.
Wow.
And so, Bert Gurley, if you're listening, remember you said you're going to come and speak at his school in your uniform. Okay. Well, now everybody knows. Okay.
Right. Yeah. And then we have Isaiah, who's going to use his mind,
mm-hmm.
his telekinesis.
Telekinesis.
I love it.
Yeah, we're going to actually, I'm working on, it hasn't started yet, but I'm working on a nonprofit mm-hmm. Called Isaiah and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be an autism support center.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that's happened, because I'm very transparent, in my life, good, bad, ugly, mm-hmm. indifferent. I'm very, very transparent. Mm-hmm. And so people have followed the Isaiah story, and I get phone calls, inboxes, emails from people who I don't know
mm-hmm.
who have been following us or have heard about Isaiah. And they'll just call and say, I just my son or my daughter and I don't know what to do. I'm devastated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find myself trying to help people one on one. So I'm working on getting my nonprofit for Isaiah and Friends Autism Center and Resource Center so that we can reach the masses, because autism is being diagnosed at rates that I swear it changes every day.
Yeah.
And so there are people that get it and then don't know what to do. They
right.
give up. They're heartbroken. And there's just not a lot of help out there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So 2016, Isaiah and Friends, I'm speaking into existence in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Isaiah and Friends Autism and Resource Center is coming.
I love
and
that.
So my goal is to get him in position to take that over mm-hmm. because he will be self-sufficient.
He will.
He will be.
He will.
He will
is.
Be. He is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm setting him up.
Yeah.
He will have something to work when he becomes an adult as well.
I think you're an awesome mother.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome mother. Amazing businesswoman. Just
thank you.
All the whole, I just love it.
Thank you.
And I also love, okay, so we talked about business and babies. We'll talk about beauty because you are absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Makeup and stuff while you chefing it up.
Girl, listen.
You were cute.
I really try. Yeah. My daughter has, I have been wearing the same color on my face for about 15 years. My daughter's like, uh-uh, we're not about to do that. We are not. So she gives me tips. I try to. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's good.
If it was up to me, I would be in sweatpants and t-shirt, my hair pulled back all day. But my daughter's like, you're branding yourself. You're about to do this. Mm-hmm. So when you walk out the door, you got to be right.
Yeah.
And so she makes sure that when I walk out the door, I'm right.
I love that. I mean, you cannot be, that is one reason why it's good to have a daughter or a niece or somebody to just keep you on point.
Yeah. And that is her.
I do it for my mom. I'd be like, no, that's not going to work. Let's pull that back or let's put that on. But that's great.
I did a photo shoot and she was with me because I told you,
yeah.
I don't like taking pictures. My photo shoot was supposed to be 2 hours. I'm sure it took four. Gerard, I love you. You did that. Timeless Imaging. Check him out too. Great photographer. Anyway, I had to give him that shout.
Of course.
And he's my photographer. He follows me around and he's keeps.
He did a great job. Those pictures are beautiful.
Man, my launch, he was there. He did my little commercial. I'm going to put that out there. He did my little commercial, my editing. He keeps me looking right. Mm-hmm. And so please, please, people, support him. Mm-hmm. Support small business. Please support him.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. And she was there and she was like, Mom, you got to relax. She was like, just smile. Act like we're at home and you're cooking for us and we're sitting around just chit-chatting. You just got to relax. Mm-hmm. You're posing. You don't got to pose. Just smile. And if it wasn't for her, we'd still be trying to get those pictures together. So
definitely bring her everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. That's my girl right there.
That is great.
Yeah.
So one thing I wanted to ask, when you're doing your cooking and stuff, do you measure or is it just like...
So I'm trying to.
Okay.
Because I've been approached by two people about a cookbook.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Because you know it's coming. That's why I'm like, do you measure? Ask my mother-in-law who has great food. She's like, no, I just don't.
A little bit of this.
Yeah.
A little bit of that.
Yeah.
And here's the crazy part. And I got to say that I realize it's a gift that I have. It's nothing that I've learned. Mm-hmm. It's a gift. Mm-hmm. And I know where gifts come from. Mm-hmm. So I don't take it lightly. But a lot of times... I just make stuff.
Yeah.
I don't even taste it before I serve it. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff like that we had at your event, I didn't even taste it. The little banana thing.
Yeah. It was great.
I tried out my seafood pasta. The seafood mac and cheese yesterday on my dad's church, Perimeter Church. And I said, I guess I better taste it before I spoon this up and hand it to people. There's certain things that I can do with my eyes closed. Uh-huh. And a lot of that is the soul food. So I've been doing it so long, but I'm going to have to kind of figure that out because people want to know how I do things.
Right.
And I want to be able to share that. But right now, I wouldn't be able to do it because I'm just a little bit of this. Let me see what's in my pantry right now. What's over there? Let me make something happen. That's just kind of how I cook. But I'm a learn. And one more person I want to shout out. And that's Joy. Sherlette, my girl Joy. She just started her catering business as well. Mm-hmm. And it's Tasty Treats by Joy. And I might be saying that wrong, so I'll make sure I put her information out there too.
Okay.
She is one of those chefs that she's went to school for it. Mm-hmm. And she's oh my gosh, she's amazing. So I'm going to kind of sit up under her and have her teach me a few things. But I wanted to shout her out too because she started her catering business and she's doing so wonderful.
Oh, that's
and
good.
She makes the best treats ever.
Oh, wow.
Her baking. Oh my God. Publix. Whatever. Please, you have got to use her. And I'm going to get her information to
please,
you as well
yeah,
because she's amazing. Another small business that's getting started. Mm-hmm. She and I got started at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And so you didn't even go to culinary school.
No.
This is just, yeah.
She's wow. What I
amazing.
Do.
Yeah.
I just learned to do it. And I just took it and I just applied, you know, my personality.
Did you ever, you applied that sausage casserole? And you apply chicken and waffles and you apply all, I mean, it's just the plating. It was just so, it's just so elegant.
Yeah.
The small bites and even like, on your Instagram, just eating out of the, what did it look like? Martini glasses sort of.
I mean, that's shrimp and grits.
It just looks so like, that's all you as well?
Yeah. You know what? I'm telling you, I could be riding down the street and just think up something in my head. on the fly. And I have a notebook. Adrian told me, girl, have your notebook.
Oh,
when
for
things
sure.
come, you just write to. It down.
Yeah.
And so I've done that. And a lot of times I think up stuff mm-hmm. and then I just try it. And so to see what I think like come to fruition in front of me, there's nothing like it.
It is nothing like it. It's not.
Absolutely nothing like it. And so I just, I come up with stuff and then I just go with it.
Yeah. And you think that you want to like a whole plate of something, but the whole small biteness of
it
is just, it's so cute.
It's
and
so
then you
cute.
Get full.
And it's easy cleanup
it
too.
It is.
Because that's what, you know, when people just do stuff and they're like, oh God, I need to cater. I need to, but oh my God, the cleanup. And so nobody wants to do anything because of the cleanup. Mm-hmm. This is like, you know, bite size. Every little portion has its own little fork.
Yeah.
So you pick it up, you eat it, you throw it away.
And that's the thing. I hate it to throw it away. Mm-hmm. I had my little plate and I told one of the girls there, I was like, I feel like washing this out, put this in the dish rack.
No, ma'am. If you are home, I have boxes and boxes. I'm going to get you some. And you can have some at the house. Because I have boxes of it. Please throw that stuff away.
Right. And look, on the way out, it was a few extras. I took them. I was like, Lily was like, I wish we would have bought to-go boxes. So I took the white
and
plate.
And I had some in the car,
did you?
Too. I always keep them with me because a good caterer will always do more than what's paid for. Because you never know. People who said they weren't coming mm-hmm. then show up. And mm-hmm. as a host, you don't want to say, oh, sorry, I don't have anything.
Right.
So I always prepare 5-10% extra.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Just because you want to make sure that, you know, if you're hosting something mm-hmm. that... I want to make sure I make the host look good because I'm one of those caterers. I want to
do
it and
look good.
Sneak on out the back. You were like, come up here and say hi. I was like,
hi.
And I want to sneak on back, but I always do extra. So mm-hmm. usually I have to-go boxes and I forgot to bring them mm-hmm. in. So next time I will have that for you.
You made me look great. People are still talking about it. They're like, oh my God. I mean, just the food made it kind of over the top.
Thank you.
And it was just amazing. So thank you. I don't think I've ever had anything like that. The reason why I was just so impressed. My husband as well. We were just like, oh yeah, she's ours for life. So,
you know the little banana pancake mm-hmm. thing? Ask me when I made that up.
When you got there.
I love it.
Just like, as you were going, it was so elegant.
In my mind, I had it thought out because I wanted to do bananas and I wanted to do fruit. But unfortunately, this time of year, fruit mm-hmm. is just not in season.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, the stores, they don't mark it down.
Yeah.
So I knew I wanted some sort of fruit, but I wanted it to be good. Mm-hmm. And the strawberries, and nothing was really in season. So I wanted to do something that we could have fruit, but still make it breakfast and still be good. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, bananas you can usually get all around. Strawberries, I might have to work it a little bit, but mm-hmm. they were still good.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, I know I'm going to want to do strawberries and bananas.
Two of my favorite fruits.
Back in the back, I had this little plate, like a little stove thing mm-hmm. that you put a little plate on. I got that from Marvette, the best realtor on earth, Marvette Crittney. She gave that to me as a little gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I'm going to bring that. And so I said, because I can make up something on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had my little stuff. I made that little chocolate sauce, the white chocolate sauce with the cinnamon
mm-hmm.
on the fly. And was like, all right, we're going to put a little strawberry on here. And I just kind of made it up as it was being plated.
And you did that. It was beautiful. I would have never known unless you told me. It was great. And my husband was like, she's so down to earth. She was just talking to me. And it was
which
great.
One was your husband?
The one taking the pictures.
Oh,
yeah.
The dress.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So nice.
He is.
Okay. I don't know what your hubby. Hey, hubby. Yeah, he was great. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was him. And he was just, he's like, the chef was so nice and sweet. And she was just talking to me. And it was just, it was great. So so appreciate you.
Thank
for
you.
Being there and just for giving my guests an amazing food experience.
Thank you all for having me. I was so excited. I was nervous.
Were you?
Yeah, you know, I haven't been doing it that long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not professionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to make you look good.
And you made me look great.
You had never tasted anything. You had never met me before the walk-in. So mm-hmm. it was like, okay, Adrian put me out there. And so I want to make sure she looks good. And I saw what you were about. And I wanted to make sure that I made you look amazing. And
you did that, girl.
Thank you.
Good to know. So glad you thought about me because you did that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everyone, please, 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 please. show this woman some love and book her. I hate to overwhelm her, but it is what it is. Her food is amazing. Yes. Her service is amazing. The whole ambience and the experience, I mean, just from the beginning down to the end, the plating, the everything, just beautiful. Please tell us how we can keep in touch with you.
Yes, let's see.
And how we can order and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So I have a 1-800 number, and that is 888-800-0324. Again, one more time. 888-800-0324. And you can order there. I have a website, www.colettecaters.com. And that's Colette, C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E, Caters, C-A-T-E-R-S.com. Let's see, I got social media. My daughter set me up. I think I have Periscope, which I'm going to start doing some stuff online and for the people on camera. So I'm going to start doing that. And that's Colette Caters as well. And then my Instagram is Colette Caters. My Twitter is Colette Caters. And my Facebook fan page is Colette Caters. And my personal Facebook page is Lindsay Colette Caters. So hit me up. Call me. I'm ready.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to the Business Babies and Beauty Radio Show. I hope you enjoyed. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Make sure you get some good food and good service from Lindsay at Colette Caters. Thank you so much. Have an awesome day.
This show is brought to you by Airbender. The freedom of knowing the problem is solved. Your resource for the preventive care of your heating and cooling systems. Learn more at www.airbenderga.com.